Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about all of the variables for several types of service management initiatives. We talked about implementation of tools, moving from ITIL V3 to 4, and digital transformation as a whole. Today, I'd like to build on that moving to ITIL 4 aspect. Many organizations, many, are really struggling with this, both from a theory and an execution standpoint. Yes, they send their people to ITIL 4 foundations. Their employees come back and they say, I get this. I want us to start applying this to what we do and how we do it. But leaders are looking for something tangible. How do we apply this? So I want to give you two things that will help your thought process. Number one, use the guiding principles as a starting point to develop your organization's guiding principles. I think an awesome way to start incorporating ITIL 4 into your IT organization would be to have some guiding principles within your organization. Be thoughtful. Maybe you just borrow some of the guiding principles, 2, 3, 4 of ITIL 4, and start from there. That seems pretty easy, and it seems like a great way to get people on board, doesn't it? Number two, I think is also a great way, but it's a little more difficult. Understand the end-to-end value stream of your work. How does what we do apply to how our company's customers consume our services? So if you understand this value stream, you can document it. You can help people understand their role and how your company makes money, then sure, the service value system, the service value chain is much easier to implement. But that's the secondary part. Just understanding the value stream end to end is an awesome step. I know that's difficult for many. But to understand what we do, for example, if we work for a SaaS software provider, we see how our change management function improves the availability of our service to our customers. And that means we gain more customers or don't have to pay penalties for SLAs. That's a great value stream to connect, right? We want to connect those dots. We want to make it easy for people to understand how they contribute to the bottom line. If your organization is struggling with ITIL 4 and you need somebody to talk to, or you need a consultant, please reach out. I'd be happy just to help. We've helped other organizations. As many of you know, I wrote, which I think is the only book out there on how to move from ITIL V3 to ITIL 4. It's called ITIL 4, The New Frontier. I also ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page as we try to build that audience. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Tuesday. Bye.